Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number one. So for this new moon, you are going to be working with the energy of the two, as well as pelican energy. So this is interesting because the two is really sort of highlighting where it is that you need to be more decisive, where there's some kind of decision that needs to be made and you are the one that needs to make it, right? And what I mean by that is this is some kind of potentially like crossroads or impasse that you've reached with some kind of decision. And so the final choice, right? The final decision needs to come from you and your intuition and your inner knowing. Take the information that you're being presented with, but use your own inner knowing, your own intuition to help you to make the decision. This is not something necessarily that it's going to benefit you to, you know, ask a friend or ask a million friends and get a lot of different advice because it's just going to sort of convolute the landscape, right? It's going to be harder to make the decision if you have a million different a lot of different advice in your head. So whatever this is, it's almost like this is now coming to a head and it's saying a decision needs to be made and you need to make this decision. I do think that it's going to be in partnership with sort of the universe, God, your higher consciousness, whatever, because it does seem like there's an element here of sort of fated events that will likely occur to help you to push you to make the decision, whatever that decision is. You have free will, so you can decide how it is you want to move forward. But it's sort of like if there's some area of your life where you've been stalling or procrastinating on making a bigger decision, I think the time is going to be now to do that. And not only that, I think that you are going to, once you make the decision and once you commit to it, whatever it may be, I think you're going to see things start to move very quickly. Meaning, once you pick a path, I think you're going to start to see the universe conspire to bring in the people, the places, the resources, etc., to help you to be successful on that path. But it's almost like at the moment you're trying to weigh the pros and cons, or you're sitting at this crossroad and you don't know which way to go. And it's likely a more significant decision that needs to be made, right? Because usually with the small stuff, it doesn't trip us up like this. So there's something here that's saying, be decisive, make a decision, trust yourself, go with it and commit to it, whatever that is, because whatever you decide in this moment is right for you in this moment. So don't second guess yourself. Don't, you know, keep going back to replay it in your head to make sure that you made the right decision. Life will present you with what you need to, you know, have the checks and balances. If you need to make adjustments, if you need to redirect, you'll have everything you need on the path to be able to do that. But right now, there's some kind of a decision that needs to be made, and you're the only one that can make the best decision for you in this moment. That is coming in very, very strong, where I feel like that's the theme of this new moon for you all. And whatever this is has to have your uniqueness tied to it, your ingenuity, your ideas, whatever. It needs to be coming from you. And again, your inner knowing, your soul, your heart center. If you're easily influenced now and taking advice and following somebody else's advice, if it goes against what feels right for you, I do feel like you will, there will be a redirect down the road because whatever this is has to be yours, right? Like it has to be coming from you, whatever this decision is, whatever you're committing to. So you could see this a big push in a new direction for you. And this is a new moon, so that totally makes sense. And it could also have to do with relationships. It could have to do with working with other people, collaborations, some kind of work environment or work partnership. And it could be where you have to make a decision where it is that you are going to release control over a situation that you have had to force that's not working. But it might work if you call in the right people to help you to assist. It's interesting because I feel like you all had a similar reading to this very recently. If you did, then this is just probably just an ongoing theme that needs to be sort of managed, right? And some kind of a decision's being asked to make. I do feel like this is going to be some kind of a culmination point for you all, though, where it's like, yeah, this decision needs to be made and the time is now. And I think you'll see the universe sort of conspiring to help you to do that. So big energy here. I think it could also be a highly sensitive period as well, where there could be like emotions running high. So what I would say is this is going to be a great time to be the observer, to observe the situation, to observe, you know, the dynamic, and then make a decision from that observation, as opposed to being very much like in it, right? Like emotionally, like immersed in whatever this is. There's something here that's not saying to be emotionally detached, but to be the observer, right? To really get a bird's eye view of what's happening before you make some kind of bigger decision. So pay attention to your emotions. Try to be more responsive as opposed to reactive around this time, and you will see better results. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope it's a great new moon. Take care, ones. Bye for now.